I'm Michelle Bash.
A nationwide safety alert coupled with early findings into last month's Metro derailment. I'm Dick Iuliano.
The fate of Roe v. Wade in the hands of the Supreme Court after animated oral arguments.
Are we headed toward another government shutdown?
We'll talk to Mitchell Miller at 4:10.
It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The COVID-19 Omicron variant is here in the United States. We have team coverage beginning with our Steve Futterman in California.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced detection of the first case.
We have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
Dr. Grant Colfax, San Francisco's director of health, says people should be concerned, but not panic.
The person recently traveled to South Africa and developed symptoms upon their return.
The person was vaccinated and so far has suffered only mild symptoms. Colfax says people should expect other Omicron variant cases in the days ahead.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's top medical advisor, told reporters here that Americans should continue getting vaccinated and boosted.
And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
Fauci says the first case, a mild breakthrough infection of a person who arrived from South Africa, does not give doctors much to go on.
Drug maker Moderna now says it could have an Omicron-specific COVID booster shot as soon as March. CBS's Max Bayer on some new possible testing guidelines for travelers to enter the United States.
The CDC is working on modifying testing requirements for all international travelers, including Americans, to shorten the time of pre-departure testing to one day before heading to the United States, regardless of vaccination status. The agency currently requires pre-flight testing no more than 3 days before the flight if you're fully vaccinated.
The 15-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at a Michigan high school, killing four classmates and wounding others, has been charged with first-degree murder. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says the teenager is being charged as an adult.
There is a mountain of digital evidence, videotape, social media, all digital evidence possible, and we have reviewed it, and we are confident that we can show it was premeditation.
The Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could potentially dismantle the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion ruling.
Women, shame, and you!
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where emotions are running high outside the Supreme Court.
Today, we are calling on the Supreme Court justices to create a world that honors autonomy and justice.
Hundreds gathering outside the high court, chanting and holding up signs.
And this just in.
It's time to get the job done.
Democrat Stacey Abrams posts that video, announcing she is once again running for Georgia governor next year. At the close, the Dow lost 462, the Nasdaq down 284. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
Hello there. It is 4:03, and we are very happy you're driving along with us on this Wednesday, December the 1st. It is still 53 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story, you heard it mentioned on CBS News, the reaction to the Supreme Court's highest profile case of the term, the abortion rights case involving the Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The High Court heard arguments on that today. It would undo the decision in Roe versus Wade, which marks viability at about 24 weeks, if the High Court upholds the Mississippi law. The court's conservative majority seemed open to Mississippi's arguments, while the liberals steadfastly pressed against them. And opposing viewpoints were also on display outside the court on Capitol Hill. WTOP's John Aaron was there.
Dueling loudspeakers as well as numerous signs in the air and chants marked the day. Many of those who turned out here on the sidewalk in front of the court and on First Street arrived early. Christy Moore came from Florida.
I just prayed and I knew I had to make a way here and come here to see not only history be made, but just to truly support, my love of God and his babies.
Dr. Julie Rice is an emergency physician from Baltimore.
I'm out here fighting for my patients who I worry are going to have their access to abortion care, which is health care, taken away from them by the Supreme Court today.
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
got breaking news about a missing one-year-old Silver Spring girl who was found safe in New York City. Montgomery County police say the child's father is under arrest. Authorities say the girl, who'd been missing since Sunday, and her dad, 28-year-old Cornelius Smith, were found after they were spotted by a passenger on the New York City subway. The passenger recognized Smith from a police release shared on Facebook by the group Black and Missing. He called Montgomery County Police. The New York cops got involved to find the father and daughter.
As we've been reporting, the first case of the Omicron COVID variant in the U.S. has been detected in San Francisco. And as we wait to learn more about the variant, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he wants residents to get tested and get their booster shots.
In response to the new variant,
we're taking nothing for granted. We're taking every precaution and preparing to mobilize all available resources. The way we can detect the variants is through more people getting tested.
The governor says PCR and rapid tests are widely available statewide, and rapid tests are now being made available at BWI Marshall Airport's International Terminal. Hogan is also urging you to get a booster shot now so you're protected in time for Christmas.
People have this kind of false sense of security. Well, I got my two shots, you know, back last spring. Well, yeah, it's only about 50% effective now.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
So do you need a COVID test? They are easier to get these days, but getting results can still take longer than you'd like. There is work underway to make it happen faster.
Libraries aren't just for books and movies anymore.
We're offering free self-tests for COVID at all of our open branch locations.
Nicholas Brown is a spokesman for the Prince George's County Library System.
These are self-test kits for diagnostic purposes only. They don't provide official results like you might need to come back into the country if you're traveling internationally.
But it offers results in about 15 minutes, and that can provide peace of mind when you need an answer fast. They only ask,
if you are symptomatic for COVID, please send someone in to pick up a kit for you.
The tests come in packs of two and retail for a little over $20. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as those in Anne Arundel County, also provide the free testing kits. John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, those two dreaded words, government shutdown. Yep, they're being uttered again on Capitol Hill. We'll get a live report from our Mitchell Miller after traffic and weather at 4:07.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. Facebook.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.